American Cattle News, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
It's a losing battle. A losing battle.
That's Steve Lewis. He's with the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension in Douglas County. He works in the fields of natural resources, community development, sustainable agriculture, and youth development. And that losing battle, he's referring to the feral populations of horses and burros throughout his state of Nevada.
As a matter of fact, part of our Cattleman's Update, Dr. Barry Perriman has a program or presentation on the horses and burro update. And when you are doubling the size of the herd every 5 years and not controlling or removing equine from the rangeland, it adds to the further deterioration of that resource and just degrades it for all concerned, not just cattle, livestock grazing, but wildlife, recreation.
And you just can't get past the wild horse enthusiasts, the animal rights people, and other activists.
The wild horse enthusiasts think that contraceptive is the way to go, but that is probably a better management approach once your populations are nearer to the appropriate management level. Right now, they far exceed the appropriate management level of these different herd management areas.
It's a bad situation all around, but listen to this.
These tour guides have even named the wild horse.
Kind of trivializing it.
It's a crisis is what it is. It's a crisis.
That's Steve Lewis. He's an extension educator in Douglas County, Nevada. Now this message.
Sustainable quality in today's beef business is consistently higher grading, DNA parent verified beef. Uncommon to the beef industry? Not if it's the American Akiushi. More prime beef from American Akiushi bulls is more profit tomorrow. Start your sustainable future today with nature's healthy beef, the American Akiushi. For American Akiushi Association breeders or information, go to akiushi.com.
Recent research on heart health shows eating lean beef can be a solution to heart health challenges. Learn more about it at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Always more news at americancattlenews.com. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.